Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. A little Chicago bringing this back. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got whatever is on your mind, challenge opportunities, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something you can listen to, you can read, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. We're talking about realistic sales forecasting. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software. They make the Business Plan Pro products. And he's also the author of The Plan As You Go Business Plan. Many of you see his column in Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur.com, I think, as well. And Tim, let's talk about, you were telling us in the previous segment a little bit about the idea, the reasons for sales forecasting, and I think we got that across really well. But let's talk about how you do it. Let's do the ABCs here.
Yes, Jim, and maybe what we can do is I'd like to help where I think most people have the worst problem and the worst trouble with sales forecast is when they're projecting something new. So maybe we focus on that, if that's okay with you, because
yep.
I suspect people who are in a running business have figured out why, and the how becomes how is this year different from last year, you know, and this month different from last month. So the hardest part of it is the new product, and people say, but how will I know? It's a new product, you know, that I haven't done this business. I'm opening this restaurant. So I want to suggest that what's most important is you have to go granular. You need to break this sales forecast into assumptions, because particularly where it's new territory, you'll use those assumptions to break down the actual results and fine-tune the assumptions, because you've broken that uncertainty into parts. Like, for example, the most obvious parts are unit sales times price per unit equals sales. And not just dollars, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to give an example, you're trying to project sales of your restaurant that hasn't opened. To go granular, to make it concrete in that example, you draw a map of the tables and chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you start imagining how many breakfasts you can serve if the place is full. Do you have one seating or one and a half or two in the breakfast period, and the same for lunch and dinner. And
so if you got 30 places for people to sit, and you're trying to forecast what your needs for breakfast, you'd say, okay, let's say that I've got 30 places, I've got two seatings, that's 60, but you know, on the average day, they won't all be full. So say that 60% of that, right? So you'd multiply 60 times 60. Which is 36.
And then
so I should have 36 breakfast customers that I need to plan for.
And see how already with that one example, we're breaking it down into parts, because you're also counting how many days per month you get 36. Weekends are bigger than weekdays, and you're not
right.
Open 7 days. And then you count, there's 30.4 days in an average month. So that helps. So you take your 36 times 30. All this math is simple. I mean, it's not always easy to do it in your head, but we all have tools to be able to do the adding and subtracting. But the just setting it up. So there's a restaurant. And see, what we've done is we haven't said, the restaurant market in Eugene, Oregon is $400 million, and I'm going to get half of 1% of it, so I'm going to get $500,000. You know, that tops-down stuff doesn't work.
Right.
You need to get granular.
Right. I agree. And if you're talking about a sales organization, then you think, okay, I've got two salespeople, and they can call on this many people in a day, and what are their sales, what's their close ratio, and you just keep doing the math on that till you come up with something that you think you can live with.
Which is called the pipeline, right?
Yep.
And see, there's another way that you break it into its components, and that makes it, number one, easier to understand as you project this new product. Number two, easier to take it into the management phase as you follow up, and easier to find what's going right and what's going wrong and why it's different and how that difference between what you projected and what actually happened, how that difference is going to lead you to better management and better steering of your company.
But then, Tim, what you got to do is you have to take that production, whatever that production is that you forecasted, you've got to apply that all the way down to the rest of the operation of your business. How is that production, how is it going to look when you overlay that performance on the requirements your business has, the financial requirements your business has?
Exactly. So that's your steering again, as you suggested earlier. And, hey, if my sales are better, then maybe I want to spend more on marketing because I like this growth. If my sales are not better, then maybe I need to control my overhead better. You know, I mean,
maybe that's the time when I need to, you know, expand marketing because that's the reason. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I want Tim to get more into this, folks. This is forecasting, but without saying it, you know, he's kind of lurched us uncontrollably towards business planning. That's what, folks, this is what business planning is. It's not just creating a document. It's managing your business. And Tim Berry and I will be talking about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.